People have been making preparations for years to travel hundreds of miles to see the 2017 total solar eclipse. In Casper, where thousands of people showed up, skies were clear and views under the path of totality were once in a lifetime. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen has more.
It's the day before the eclipse, and downtown Casper is hard to recognize. Second Street has been closed off to traffic, and hundreds of pedestrians are checking out the food vendors and the many different kinds of eclipse swag being sold. Resident and vendor Brooke Hopkins says the most coveted item is going fast.
We still have some eclipse glasses left. Not many, but for $5, we have them.
On one corner, a map of the world has been set out where visitors can use pushpins to mark where they traveled from. Executive Director of the Wyoming Eclipse Festival, Anna Wilcox, says it's amazing to look at.
It really makes it real when you see that. When people said international or from everywhere, everyone rolled their eyes at us. You can actually look and see they are from everywhere.
Further down the street, Chapters tattoo owner Craig Nigel is standing outside his shop. He says it's been a busy weekend, and a lot of people have taken advantage of his eclipse tattoo special.
We got like 5 or 6 sheets of flash designs. We just take them as they come. Got 4 artists throwing down ink in there. We've been doing, each of us have done at least 6 tattoos a day last 2 days.
Downtown's festivities go on late into the evening Sunday as more and more people make their way into Casper. The morning of the big day, Backwoods Distillery's parking lot is full of license plates from all over the country. Louisiana, Kansas, California, Maine, and a bunch from Colorado and Wyoming, too. On the distillery's front lawn, about 100 people have set up their blankets and lawn chairs. This was one of the few ticketed events in Casper. Visitor April Rosenthal says she didn't mind paying if she knew it meant she and her husband Paul would have a reserved spot. They're from Oregon, but April says they arrived in Casper extra early.
We've been here for a month waiting for the eclipse. We came here specifically for the eclipse. And I'm glad that we did because this is a great town.
Shortly after the first bite, when the moon touches the sun's edge, Paul pulls a colander out of his bag to look at how the shadows are changing.
See the crescents?
Oh, wow. So what would usually be a circle is now
a crescent.
Yes.
The eclipse is fast approaching totality, and the sun has shrunk down to a sliver. I join a group of friends that drove up that morning from Laramie. A couple of them have put on extra layers since temperatures have cooled. The air is buzzing, and some people are giddy.
I know, everybody is.
That's how I feel. It's like a nervous giggle. It's exactly how I feel.
This is crazy.
Totality is about a minute away, and the sky has darkened to a deep blue twilight.
It's happening. It's eclipsing.
As the last bit of the sun's sliver shrinks away, the corona appears. Small beads of light dance around the sun before fading away, with the final bead brightening and expanding into the diamond ring effect.
Whoa! Oh, that's crazy.
That is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
We take off our glasses, and the moon is now a dark circle, and the sun a glowing white halo. The horizon is the color of a peach.
Like, look around, that's crazy. Look at the hot air balloon.
Pretty spectacular. Wow.
There's nothing to do but just look around in total awe.
This is so beautiful. Oh my God.
It is. It just turned to sunset all of a sudden.
Totality ends and we put our glasses back on.
Yeah, that was so cool.
For some of the eclipse viewers, it was a highly emotional experience.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. It made me cry. We didn't know if it was age or what.
Yeah. I'm like, is it this or is it age? Yeah. I don't know. I think it's because something that you'll see once in a lifetime.
April Rosenthal, the visitor who has been waiting for the eclipse in Casper for a month, says she and her husband are already making plans for the next one.
Once you see one, you gotta see another.
Is that what you're feeling right now?
Yeah, oh yeah. 2024, yeah.
Then somebody puts on Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Fewer people are looking to the sky, but everyone is smiling. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.